Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see him.
Ah, yes, my brothers and sisters, see that banner go. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday the 19th of May 2017. We are in the book of Psalms. We will be starting with Psalm 44, and it has a title. It says, To the Leader, 5239, again, the musical leader, for the sons of Korach, 7141. And then it says, Maskil, 4905, and that means instructive. Now, the sons of Korah were the temple singers. They were the, that was the choir, in other words. We get a cup of this hot coffee here. Let's start into Psalm 44, verse 1. We have heard with our ears, O Elohim. Our fathers have told us what work you did in their days, in the times of old. Verse 2. How you drove out, 3423, that can also mean dispossessed, okay? The nations, 1471, those were the non-Israelite nations, with your hand, and established them, the fathers, okay? You afflict, pardon me. You afflicted those people. That's afflicted is 7489, and put them out. In other words, sent them away, 7971. Verse 3. Because they did not possess the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. 7521. Speaking of the fathers, the forefathers. Speaking of when they came in the promised land. Verse 4. You are my king, O Elohim. Command deliverances for Jacob. That would be Israel. Okay, 3290. Jacob, Israel. Verse 5, through you we will push down, 5055, our enemies, 6862. Through your name we will tread under, 947, those that rise up against us. Verse 6, because I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. Because you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. Verse 8. In Elohim we boast all day long and praise your name forever. And then it says Selah, which is a musical rest and a pause for contemplation. He has just told how Yahweh has conquered all the enemies, giving glory to him, praising Yah in all things. Verse 9, but you have rejected us and put us to shame, 3637, and do not go forth with our armies. You make us turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us plunder for themselves. You have given us like sheep for food, and have dispersed us among the nations. Verse 12. You sell your own people for nothing, and do not gain increase, 7235, from their price. 4242. Verse 13. He's speaking about punishment here because Israel went astray. He gave them great victory, but they didn't continue to appreciate it. Verse 13, you make us a reproach, 2781, to our neighbors, 7934, and a scorn, 3933, and derision, 7047. To those around us. In other words, the nations around them are now laughing at them. Verse 14. You make us an object of derision, 4912, among the nations, a shaking of the head among the people. Verse 15. My disgrace, 3639, is before me at all times. And shame, 1322, has covered my face. Verse 16. Because of the sound of reproaches and revilings from the presence of the hated enemy and avenger, 5358. Verse 17. All this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten you. Nor have we dealt falsely, 8266, in your covenant. Verse 18. Our heart is not turned back, nor have our steps declined from your ways. Verse 19. Because you have crushed us, 1794, in the place of jackals, 8577, and covered us over with the shadow of death, 6757. Boy, I got dyslexic on that. 6757. If we have forgotten the name of our Elohim or stretched out our hands to a foreign El, 2114, in other words, the god of a foreign nation, shall not, verse 21, shall not Elohim search this out? Because he knows the secrets of the heart. 8587 for secrets. Now, verse 22, you can reference the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 36. Because for your sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 23. Awaken, 5782. Why do you sleep, 3462, Yahweh? And they had replaced it with, O Lord, there. Well, Yahweh was there originally, so I put it back. Awake, 6974. Different word. Do not reject us forever, 5331. I got a little frog in my throat here, folks. Let me clear this out. Verse 24. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? Verse 25. Because our soul is bowed down, 7743, to the dust. Our belly clings, is 1692, to the ground. In other words, they're like a worm. They're crawling on the ground. Verse 26. Arise for our help, 5833, and redeem us, 6299, for your mercy's sake. They had slipped, evidently, and their anger of Yahweh was on them, and he was asking for mercy, the psalmist was. It doesn't have an author for that. Now let's get into Psalm 45. Let me get a hit of this nice coffee. Oh, that's good. It also has a title. It's to the leader, that's the musical leader, as on Shoshanim. That means according to lilies. That probably was a song called Lilies. And Shoshanim is 7749. But we don't have that music. We've lost the music to these psalms. For the sons of Korach, again for the temple singers, Maskil, again, an instructive song, and it is a song of love, 3039. It doesn't say love of whom. It is not specific right there. But we'll get into it. Remember, there are a lot of things that we don't know. We do the best we can with what we've got. Verse 1. My heart overflows, 7370, with good words. I speak of my workmanship, 4639, about the king, 4428. My tongue is the pen of a skilled, 4106, scribe, 5608. All right, he's speaking about the king. Well, that would be the earthly king. We don't know who wrote this, but it's evidently about the king. He's extolling the king of Israel at this point. I had to clear that out of my lungs. It's in the wee hours of the morning when everything is quiet here, so I can record. So peaceful. Verse 2. You are fairer, 3302, than all the children of Adam, with a capital A, 120. Grace, 2580, is poured out, 3332, from your lips. Therefore, Elohim has blessed you forever. This is all very poetic. Verse 3. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, 1368. With your vigor, 1935, and your majesty, 1926. Verse 4. And in your majesty ride victoriously, 6743, in the cause, 1697, of truth, 571, and humility, 6037, and righteousness, 6664. And your right hand shall lead, 3384, shall lead you to awesome deeds, 3372. Verse 5, your sharp arrows are in the heart of the king's hated enemies, and the peoples fall under you. This could be a general in the king's army. Don't know. Your throne, O Elohim, is forever and ever. The scepter, 7626, of your kingdom is a scepter of righteousness, 4334. And he's speaking of Elohim here. Well, in verses 6 and 7 of the psalm, you can reference the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. And the scepter of righteousness that he just spoke of means equitable leadership. Verse 7. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, Elohim, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Well, here again it goes back, speaking of a person. Verse 8. All your garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces from which they have made you glad. Verse 9. King's daughters were among your honorable women. On your right hand stood the queen. 7694 in gold of Ophir. Verse 10. I got to clear my throat again. I've run out of air. Oh, there we go. Verse 10. Listen, O daughter, and consider and incline your ear. Also forget your own people and your father's house. Verse 11. So shall the king greatly desire, 183, your beauty, 3308, because he is your lord, 113. Bow to him. Verse 12. And the daughter of Zor, that's Tyre, 6865, has a gift, 4503. The rich, 6223, among the people shall entreat, 2470, your favor, 6440. When he speaks of the daughter of Tyre, Zor, 6865, that's Tyre in the English. It's figurative of the people of. They sent a present. Verse 13. The king's daughter is all glorious, 3520, within, 6441. Her clothing is of gold filigree, 4865. Verse 14. She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. That's one word, 7553. The virgins, 1330. Her companions, 7464. That follow her shall be brought to you. Verse 15. With gladness, 8057, and rejoicing, 1524, they shall be brought to 896. They shall enter into the king's palace. Verse 16. Instead of your fathers shall be your sons, 1121, whom you may appoint, 7896, princes, 8269, in all the land. Verse 17. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the people shall praise you, 3034, forever and ever. Well, that's all poetic and very, very lovely, but that doesn't say who it was written for. Describing someone, but the object of that psalm is not listed. So, that's another unknown to us. Now we have Psalm 46. And again, a title to the leader, that's the musical leader, for the sons of Korach. Those are the temple singers. A song for Alamoth, 5961. And that means girl sopranos. High-pitched voices. Let me clear again and launch into this one. All right. Verse 1 of Psalm 46. Elohim is our refuge, 4268, and strength, 5797. Abundant help to be found during trouble, 6869. Verse 2. Therefore we will not fear, 3372. Though the land is changed, 4171. And the mountains fall, 4131, into the midst of the sea. Verse 3. Though the waters of it roar, 1993, and foment, 2560, though the mountains tremble, 7493, with the raging, 1346, of it. And now we have Selah, which is again a musical rest, pause for contemplation. What they just said was, we won't be afraid even if the mountains fall into the midst of the sea. And the sea is raging and all of that. We won't be afraid. Verse 4. There is a river whose streams make glad, 8055, the city of Elohim, the holy tabernacle of Elyon. That means the Most High. Now he's speaking of Jerusalem right here, the author. It doesn't say who the author is either. Elohim is in the midst of her. Of course, at the temple, okay? She shall not be moved. Elohim shall help her when it turns to dawn. Verse 6, this is speaking of what Yahweh will do. The nations roared. The kingdoms fell. In other words, they roared against Jerusalem. He gave voice. The land melted away, 4127, speaking of Yahweh. Here it is, verse 7. Yahweh of hosts is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our refuge, 4869. And again, we have Selah for a rest and pause for contemplation. Verse 8. Come. See, 2372, the works, 4659, of Yahweh. What ruin, 8047, he has brought, 7760, to the land. In other words, he destroyed all these kingdoms. He defeated all their armies. Let me pause for a second here. Verse 9, he made war to cease unto the ends of the land. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in pieces. He burns the chariots in the fire. Verse 10, desist, 7503, and know that I am Elohim. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the land. Verse 11, Yahweh of hosts is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our refuge. And another Selah for a rest and contemplation. pardon me. There's a number of different words that are translated burn or burns. Let me get this particular. He burns the chariots in the fire. Okay, that's number 8313. There's another word for burns that's 6999, and that is specific to the burning of incense. So when they use 8313, it means to destroy by fire. But they translate burns generically. This particular burns means burning to destruction. So I wanted to note that. All right, here we are at Psalm 47. This also has a title, To the Leader, as usual. The musical leader, a psalm for the sons of Korach, the temple singers, the choir, okay? Verse 1. Let me get this coffee while it's hot. Verse 1. O clap, 8628. O clap your hands, all you people. Shout to Elohim with a voice of joyful singing. That's one word, 7440. Verse 2, because Yahweh Elyon, that's a title, 5945, that means Most High. Yahweh Most High is awesome. 3372, some people translate that as fear. Means to hold in awe or be awesome also. A great king over all the land. Verse 3. He shall subdue, 1696, the people under us. These are the non-Israelite people. And the nations, 3816. Again, non-Israelite nations, under our feet. Verse 4, he shall choose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, that's Jacob Israel, whom he loved. Now it says Selah, again a musical rest, and pause for contemplation. Verse 5, Elohim has ascended, 5927, with a shout of joy. 8643, that's one word. Yahweh, with the sound of the shofar, 7782, that's a ram's horn trumpet. Verse 6, this is one word here. Sing and play, 2167, to Elohim. Sing and play. Sing and play to our king. Sing and play. Remember, this is a song. And the music of the Hebrews in those days was very different than what we have now. Verse 7. Because Elohim is king of all the land, Elohim sits upon the throne of his holiness. 6944. Verse 9. The nobles, 5081, of the people are gathered. The people of the Elohim of Abraham. Because the shields, 4043 of the land belong to Elohim. He is greatly exalted. That was a short little psalm. Now, here we have Psalm 48. I'll get into it in a second. I need to pause. Better. It also has, Psalm 48 has a title. It says, A Song, 7892, and Psalm 42:10, for the sons of Korach, again, the temple singers, okay, the choir. Verse 1. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised in the city of our Elohim, in the mountain of his holiness. Verse 2. And verse 2, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 35. Beautiful, 3303, in elevation, 5131, the joy, 4885, of the whole land. Mount Zion, 6726, in the far, 3411, north, 6828, the city of the great king. Verse 3. This is back when Jerusalem was still a mighty city, before it was just destroyed. Verse 3, Elohim is known in her citadels, 759, as a place of refuge, 4869. They took refuge in Yahweh. Verse 4, because now the kings were assembled, 3259, they passed by together. Verse 5, they're speaking of non-Israelite kings that were thinking about attacking the city. Verse 5, they saw, so they marveled, 8539, they were terrified, 926, and fled away, 2648. Because back in those days when Jerusalem was in full completeness, it was awesome compared to a lot of them. It was a mighty fortified city. And Yahweh was with them at that time and made these people afraid. Verse 6, trembling, 7461, seized them, 270, there, and pain, 2427, as of childbirth, 3205. Verse 7, this is speaking of Yahweh and his power. You break, 7665, the ships, 591, of Tarshish, 8659, with an east wind, 6921, east wind. That's the wind out of the desert, dry, hot wind. When it hit the sea, it caused great waves and would smash ships. Verse 8, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of Yahweh of hosts, in the city of our Elohim. Elohim will establish it until forever. Well, that's what they were singing poetically in this song. Now we have Selah, the musical rest again. Well, Yahweh didn't establish it forever. This is just in this song. When they were in their heyday, they wrote this. But because of their sin, Yahweh brought that mighty city down. And because of the sin today, Yahweh's going to bring the Babylonian system down. Verse 9. We have thought, 18:19, of your loving kindness, 2:6:1:7. O Elohim, in the midst of your temple. Verse 10. According to your name, O Elohim, so is your praise, 8:4:1:6, to the ends, 7:0:9:9, of the land. Your right hand is full of righteousness. That's the hand of power. Verse 11, let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Yehuda rejoice because of your judgments. Now, the daughters of Yehuda were the cities around Jerusalem. That's what that means. They spoke of the cities as daughters. Verse 12, walk about, 5:4:3:7, in other words, go around. Walk about Zion and go around her, 5:3:6:2. Recount of its towers. In other words, tell the tale of all of its towers. Battle towers. Verse 13. Put in your mind her bulwarks, 24:30. View carefully, 6:4:4:8, her citadels, 7:5:9, so you may recount of it to the generations that follow. In other words, you will be able to tell your children and your children's children all about great Jerusalem. Verse 14, because this Elohim is our Elohim forever and ever. He will be our guide until our death. And that ends Psalm 48. Well, a lot has changed since those days. And they did not stay righteous, and they did not adhere to the laws. And later on, after these were written, Yahweh's wrath came upon Jerusalem, and it was destroyed. And Yahweh's wrath is coming down upon the Babylonian system today, and the remnant is being called out. And we will be separated from it and protected when he destroys it. It's gonna be ugly, but not for us. Here's Psalm 49. It has a title, To the Leader, again, a psalm for the sons of Korah, in other words, for the temple singers again. Verse 1, hear this, all you peoples. Give ear, 2:3:8, all you inhabitants of this world, 2:4:6:5. Verse 2, pay attention to this. Both the sons of Adam, 1:20, and sons of men, 3:7:6, rich and poor together. There's a difference. Sons of Adam are special than just men. Verse 3, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, 2:4:5:4, and of the meditation, 1900, of my heart of understanding, 8:3:9:4. Verse 4, I will incline, 5:1:8:6, my ear to a proverb, 4:9:1:2. I will open, 6:6:0:5, my riddle, 24:20, upon a harp, 3, 6, 5, 8. They sung this stuff. Verse 5. What should I fear or be in awe of in days of evil, when the iniquity, 5771, of those at my heels, 6119, would surround me, 5437, the enemies that were at his heels. Verse 6, they that trust in wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches, verse 7, none of them can redeem his brother nor give a ransom, 3724, for him to Elohim. Verse 8, because the price of redemption, 6306, for their life is too costly, 3365, so it ceases, 2308, forever. Verse 9, speaking of the rich, shall he still live forever and not see the grave? Verse 10, and you can reference the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 19. Because he sees wise men, 2450, die together with the fool, 3684, and the senseless person, 1198, perish and leave their wealth to others. That's what's going to happen to these people today that want to accumulate all this stuff. They worship the God of stuff. They don't worship Yahweh. They're foolish. They're worried about their possessions. The only thing that you leave this world with is your soul, and if your soul is not accepted by Yahweh, you're hit. I don't know what to say other than that. These people are stuff worshipers. We have that going on today in massive numbers. The bumper stickers, he who dies with the most toys wins. Wins what? What do they win? What do they win? It's better to be poor and know you're going to enter the kingdom of Yahweh than have all the money in the world and die and go down into the lake of fire. What are these people thinking, or do they think at all? But what we have here today is people that are not called by Yahweh. They're not called. Yahweh does not want a lot of these people. That's a harsh thing to say, but it's so. They don't want any part of Yahweh, so Yahweh doesn't want any part of them. Here it goes on in verse 11. Their inward desire, 7130, is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places for all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Verse 12. Adam does not abide, 3885, in honor, 3366. He is like the beasts, 929, that die. Listen to this, verse 13. This is the way of stupidity, 3689. Yet those afterward, 310, accept, 7521, what they say, 6310. And we have Salah, another pause for contemplation. They don't abide in honor. They're talking about Adamic people here. Some of our greatest enemies are our own people. They're just stupid. They're stuff worshipers. They're going to pay a price. Verse 14. As sheep, they are destined, 8371, for Sheol. 7585. That's the land of the dead and its inhabitants. Death, 4194, shall shepherd them. The upright, 3477, shall rule over them. That's 7287. At daybreak, 1242. And their rock, 6697, shall wear away. 1086, because of their dwelling, 2073, in Sheol. The rock, everything they trusted, will be gone. It'll just wear away to nothing. Verse 15, but Elohim will redeem my life from the grasp, that's literally the hand, of Sheol. Because he shall receive me. Then we have Selah. Pause for contemplation. Verse 16. Do not fear when a man becomes rich. 6238. When the glory of his house becomes great. 7235. Like the house of Rothschild. Verse 17, because when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him, descend down into the pit of death. Doesn't matter what he had here. He's not taking any of it with him. Verse 18, because while he lived, he blessed his life, and men will praise you when you do well for yourself. Verse 19, he shall go to the generation of his forefathers. They shall never see the light because they made their riches their God. Verse 20, Adam that is held in honor, 3366, and has no understanding, 995, is like the beasts that die. Two-legged beasts. All of Israel will be resurrected. Probably all of the Adamic race. Doesn't mean they're saved. They will be resurrected, quite possibly under the second death. Some will be resurrected unto eternal life, some to the second death, and they will be cast in the lake of fire, reserved for the devils and his angels, and for those that don't worship Yahweh, those that have abandoned the truth. Well, here we have Psalm 50. This is the Psalm of Asaph, 6:2-3. He was the recorder for David. Psalm 50. This is going to be the last one today. The mighty, 4:10, Elohim, Yahweh, has spoken and summoned the land from the rising of the sun unto the setting of it. Verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, Elohim has shined forth. 3313. Verse 3. Our Elohim shall come and shall not keep silence. 2790, a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very stormy, 8175, round about him, 5439. Verse 4. He shall call to the skies from above and to the land, so that he may judge, 1777, his people. That would be Israel, because only Israel is his people. Verse 5, gather my pious ones, 2623, together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, 2077. Verse 6, and the skies shall declare his righteousness, because Elohim is judge, 8199, himself, Selah. Pause for contemplation. Verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Elohim, your Elohim. Verse 8. I will not reprove you because of your sacrifices or your burnt offerings continually before me. Verse 9, I will take no bull from your house or he-goat from your folds. Verse 10, listen to this. Because every living thing, 2416, of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills, everything belongs to Yahweh. It's loaned to us. Verse 11, I know all the fowls of the mountains, and of the living creatures of the field are also mine. Verse 12, if I were hungry, 7456, I would not tell you, because the world, 8398, that's Tabel, is mine, and all the bounty of it. Verse 13, will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Verse 14. Offer thanksgiving, 8426, to Elohim, and pay your vows to the Elyon, 5945, that means the Most High. Verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble, 6869. I will deliver you, 2502, and you shall honor, 3513, me. Verse 16, but to the wicked, 7563, Elohim says, for what reason do you declare my statutes or carry my covenant upon your mouth? Verse 17, seeing that you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. Verse 18, when you saw a thief, 1590, then you were pleased with him, 7521. And you have been partners, 2506, with adulterers, 5003. Verse 19, you send forth your mouth to evil, and your tongue is harnessed with, 6775, deceit, 4820. You sit and speak against your brother. You give slander, 1848, against your own mother's son. Verse 21, these things you have done, and I kept silent, 2790. You thought I had become like you. But I will reprove you, 3198, and set things in order, 6186, before your eyes. Verse 22. Now understand this, you that forget Eloah, 4:33. That's another form of a title. Lest I tear you to pieces, 2:9-6:3, and none can deliver you. Verse 23. Those who offer thanksgiving, 8:4-6, honor me. And he that puts his ways aright, I will show the salvation, 3:4-6:8, of Elohim. In other words, you evildoers that just talk, you have nothing coming. You gotta sit and slander your brother. I did a sermon on that called Brotherhood. And what do we got going on today? People slandering against their own brothers. All these things in the Bible are hitting home. All of this is happening. And we stay in denial. We are willfully blind. We don't want to see what's coming down. What's coming down now is the wrath of Yahweh is getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And we keep seeing people lie to themselves. Now, we in CI are awake and we see a lot of these things, but so many of our Judeo-Christian kinsmen are blind. They're blinded by the lies of these so-called churches that they go to. They are so caught up in the world. They are blinded by the acquisition effort of stuff. And they are told by their so-called pastors, oh, everything's fine. You're going to church on Sunday. You're saved. And they're not worshiping Yahweh. They're not calling upon Yahweh. They don't know the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Some are waking up. Gradually, it's coming down. Not fast enough to suit me, but then that's my opinion. Everything's going to happen on Yahweh's timetable, not mine. I'm doing what he has told me to do. I am calling people to repent and to righteousness, to come home, to rejoin the remnant and be with us. I can't do any more than that. I'm an old man. I sit behind a microphone here at a computer, and my gratification comes from the listenership and the emails and stuff I get. People are listening, and they're trying to turn other people onto the websites and to EFR, and they care. That is a wonderful thing. Well, I'm at the end of the hour here, and I will wish all of you peace. Shalom Aleichem. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will talk to you again on Monday, the 22nd, with more Psalms here. Praise Yahweh in all things.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going.